This chazar is like an ishbach, has a shrag, remember who's in the Kiddush and Daphne and Aleph. Zachma Rabbi said anything that can't take effect consecutively, you can also not take effect simultaneously. Abaye asked, the Braitha says, if someone separates more than a tenth of his produce as Maiser, the leftover produce may be eaten, but the full amount that he separated as Maiser may not be eaten. Because any amount over the 10% that's separated does not have a din of Maiser, at the same time, not considered to be part of the leftover produce for which Maiser was given, and therefore it remains tevel and is forbidden to eat. Why is that the halacha? If a person separates 10% and then tries to separate an additional amount of Maiser, the additional amount would not receive the Maiser designation. If so, according to Rapa, since it can't be done consecutively, it also should not be able to be done simultaneously, and the entire designation should be invalidated. And for the Gemara, the case of Maisa is different because one may designate parts of individual fruits as Maisa without designating the entire fruit. Therefore, when he designates more than 10%, we assume he meant that only parts of each fruit should become Maisa, equaling to a total of 10% of the produce. A person cannot be Mekadosh half a woman, and therefore this logic does not apply to our case of Kedushin. Fact number one, when one gives Maisa from his animals, he may not designate part of an animal, yet Rapa says, if two animals exit the pen at the same time, these two being the 10th and 11th of his count, and he calls them both number 10, they both get Kedusha. The 11th would not get Kedusha simply by calling it number 10 if it walked out after the 10th animal. So why does it get Kedusha when it walks out together with the 10th animal? And for the Gemara, animal Maiser is different because there are times when number 11 does get Kedusha, like in a case when he mistakenly calls number 10 as 9 and then calls number 11 as number 10. Therefore, when done simultaneously, it will get Kedusha as well. For the Gemara, if one brings a carbon toida which requires 40 chalas to be brought, and he's magdash 80 chalas, if it's done mistakenly, they don't become kaddish. And if it's done intentionally, but consecutively, first 40, then another 40, it also does not become kaddish. However, if all 80 are done at once, Chizkiya says the 40 out of the 80 do become kaddish. And from what even Chizkiya says, that if he clearly states, I want all 80 to become kaddish, none of them will become kaddish. The case is discussing where he brings the 80 without saying anything. Chizkiya feels that we assume that he's bringing 80 only so that the 40 should be as backup in case something happens. The original 40. That's why the Kedusha was effective on 40 out of the 80. Fact number, why did Rav have to say that the reason that our Mishnah says the Kedushin given to the sister simultaneously is not effective based on the principle of Rabbah? Why didn't he say that this Kedushin could not lead to a possible Bia because he doesn't know which sister is truly his wife? And we have a rule that Kedushin that can't lead to Bia is not an effective Kedushin. And for the Gemara, he could have answered that, but he was giving an answer according to Rav Bachama, who used the Pasuk of Isha Alachoisa. He was saying that if the reason is based on that Pasuk, we have to come on to the principle of Rabbah. The Gemara says we have learned regarding a Kedushin that cannot lead to a permissible Bia, Abaye said it's a valid Kedushin. Rava said it's not a valid Kedushin. Rava said that Barahina explained this is based on the Pasuk of a Kiyigach Ish Isha Ube Olam. In fact, our Mishnah said if one is Mekadosh a mother and a daughter or two sisters, simultaneously the Kedushin is not valid. This suggests that if he gives Kedushin to one of either of the pairs, meaning one of the sisters, let's say, without specifying to which sister he's giving the Kedushin would be valid. Now, since he doesn't know which sister is his wife, he couldn't have Bia with either sister. Therefore, this is a Kedushin that can't lead to a Bia and should therefore be invalid. Rava said, look at the end of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah gave the story of the person who gave a basket of figs to be Mekadosh five women, among whom were two sisters. And the Mishnah says that the sisters are not Mekadoshes, but the other women are. We see that the Kedushin is invalid regarding the sisters because it cannot lead to a possible Bia. Based on this, the beginning of the Mishnah is problematic according to Rav, and the end of the Mishnah is problematic according to Abaye. And for the Gemara, Abaye answers the Mishnah as follows. The Mishnah says that giving Kedushin the two sisters simultaneously is invalid. However, giving it to one of them without specifying to which one will lead to a valid Kedushin. If he says, let any of you with whom I am permitted to have Bia become a Kedesh just to me, then neither of them is a Kedesh because neither is Mutter for Bia. And that's now a condition of the Kedushin. The Mishnah then says, it once happened that a man gave a basket of figs to five women and said, any of you with whom I can have Bia should be a Kedesh just to me. And the Chum said that the sisters among the group did not become a Kedesh. Rav answers the Mishnah as follows. The Mishnah says, if a person gives Kedushin to one of two sisters without specifying which one is treated as if he gives Kedushin to the two sisters simultaneously, and neither is Mekadeshus. And there is a story that shows this, because where a man gave a basket of figs to five women and said, let all of you and one of the two sisters be Mekadeshus. Me and the Chum said that the sisters are not Mekadeshus. For that, the Mishnah says, if a man accepts Kedushin for one of his daughters without specifying for which one, the adult daughters are not included in the daughters that are possibly Mekadeshus. This suggests that the minor daughters are all possibly Mekadeshus. Now, this is a Kedushin that can't lead to Bia, and yet we see it's valid and refutes Rava. Rav will say, the case is where he only had one adult daughter and one minor daughter. For example, the Mishnah says adult daughters in the plural. Mar says, referring to all cases of adult daughters in the world, not the plural in a specific case. In fact, Mar, if there's only one minor daughter, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Furthermore, the case is that the adult daughter made her father a shliach to accept Kedushin for her. We would think that maybe he therefore accepted the Kedushin for her. The Mishnah therefore teaches that he'll first accept for the minor daughter because he keeps that Kedushin money, and that's all we have to be concerned for. Maybe the case is that the adult daughter told him to keep the money for the kedushin as well. Mar says the Mishnah teaches that a person will rather do a mitzvah that's incumbent on him, meaning to marry off his minor daughter, rather than a mitzvah that is not incumbent on him, but for his daughter, his adult daughter, to get married. Our Mishnah says that if a man has two daughters from one wife and then has two daughters from another wife, and he says, "I was mekadosh my older daughter," but I don't know if there was the older of the older set, or the older of the younger set, or the younger of the older set, who is older than both of the younger set. Rameya says all daughters become usher to marry since they may already be mekadoshes now because of this, except for the youngest of the younger set. Now we see that the kedushin is valid even though it cannot lead to bia. Mar says the case is that at the time of the kedushin it was known which daughter was becoming kedushes. After that it was the confusion. Therefore the kedushin was one that could have led to bia. At that time it could have been, and that's why it's valid. We can prove this in the Mishnah because the Mishnah says that the father says, "I do not know." He doesn't say it was never known. "I do not know now." If so, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Mar says the chiddush is to exclude the view of Rabbi Yosi, who says that they are all mutter except for the oldest of the older set, because a person would not say anything with ambiguity that can lead to a suffix. So he surely meant the oldest of the older set. Our Mishnah says, if one gave kedushin to one of two sisters but does not remember to which one, he must give a get to both of them. We see a kedushin is valid even when it can't lead to bia. Mar says here too, the case is that it was known at the time the kedushin which the sister was giving kedushin to, and it later became confused. Again, we can prove from the Mishnah, which says he did not know. It doesn't say it was not known. If so, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is the next part of the Mishnah, which says that if he dies without children, he only has one brother, he must give chalitza to each woman. But if he has two brothers, one must do chalitza, the other can then do yibum to the other sister. If both brothers went and did yibum, each to a different sister, we do not make them get divorced. The chiddush is that it's only if the first chalitza is given and then the yibum is done that it's permitted to go ahead l'chadchila. However, the reverse would be also because he's possibly marrying the sister of his yivama. In fact, Mara, that Mishnah then says if two men gave kedushin to two sisters, each man to one of the sisters, but they don't remember to which one they gave the kedushin to, each of the men may get must give a divorce to each of the women. We see that the kedushin is valid even though it can't lead to bia. Again, the case over here is talking about it was known at the time of the kedushin to which the sisters each gave kedushin to, and it was later became confused. Here too we can prove in the Mishnah, which says that he did not know, and doesn't say it was not known. So what's the chiddush? Mar says the chiddush is the next part of the Mishnah, which says if they both died and each had one brother, each brother must give chalitza to each of the sisters. If one man had one brother and the other had two brothers, the lone brother must give chalitza to each woman, and the two brothers can then have one give chalitza to one sister, and the other brother can then do yibum to the remaining sister. If the two brothers each did yibum to a different sister, we don't make them get divorced. The chiddush is, that's only if the lone brother first gets chalitza, and then one of the other brothers of the other man does yibum that is permitted. However, the reverse would be usur, because he's possibly marrying a yavama who is still a zika to a yavam. If a man with five sons said to a man with five daughters, "Let one of your five daughters become a kedushas to one of my five sons," each daughter will need a get from each of the sons. We see that the kedushin is valid, even though it cannot lead to bia. You can't say over here that it was known at the time of the kedushin and later confused, because the braisa says, "One of your daughters to one of my sons, to yufta of Rava." If you're right, so to yufta, and the halacha follows abaya in the case of Yal Kigam.